Good evening, my friends. Good evening and welcome. You are listening to Frankly Speaking Radio. I am your host, Frank Whelan. Very excited to have you with us here tonight. It's Monday, April 9th, 2007, 11 p.m. here in the Central Time Zone. And I'm glad you're with us. Got a lot of stuff going on here this evening. Certainly some news, and our guest will be joining us next hour. His name is Grant Hall. Privacy Crisis is the book, and it is truly, truly, truly something else. Something everybody should have, something everybody should be aware of, because quite simply, it's a necessity in life, I would say. Being able to protect yourself and your assets in every possible conceivable way. So welcome, first of all of you listening on shortwave frequency 3.215. Welcome to all of you listening online, republicbroadcasting.org. And welcome to those who may be listening over at our website, franklyspeakingradio.com. Lots of great information there, courtesy of our webmaster, James. Make sure you let him know you appreciate him, because he does it all himself, out of pocket, and his own time as well. And from what I understand, there's been some computer errors as well. So if you're so inclined and you visit the site regularly, I'm sure a financial bit of assistance to our fine webmaster would be most welcome. Because like I said, it's technically his website. He does this as a service to all of us. So appreciate him, ladies and gentlemen, as I do. I'm breaking in a new boom mic tonight, so bear with me if it sounds a little bizarre. All right, so let's talk some news here before we head to break. A very interesting couple of stories. This first one, out of Iran, of course, PressTV.ir, and it came out earlier today. U.S. President George W. Bush is setting a new record for low job approval ratings, with 62% of Americans giving him a failing grade. A USA Today Gallup poll telephone survey of 1,008 adults taken Monday through Thursday show Bush's approval ratings standing at 38%, which has not changed for seven consecutive months. Now, when they say 38% approval, it's probably technically lower than that, because if it's 62% who disapprove, 38% sort of the general overall approve, and that would be people who say, he's kind of sort of doing okay, I guess. So that fits into that category, I would think, as well. It goes on. Only two American presidents suffered more embarrassing poll results than Bush. Harry Truman's popularity sank considerably during the last 2 years of his time in office. Richard Nixon was also in the lows for 13 months before resigning over the Watergate scandal. A Gallup poll analyst, Jeffrey Jones, said, quote, it's pretty hard for a president to get ratings this low in general. And then to be in the position where you basically don't budge, that's been reserved for some of the least popular presidents during the worst times in the last 60 years, end quote. So not a good place for Mr. Bush to be. Jones believes President Bush is on the verge of joining Nixon and Truman as the only presidents to average approval ratings of 40% or below. Gallup's average approval rating for presidents is 55%, while former U.S. President Bill Clinton averaged 61% in his second term. Bush has a second-term average of 41%. In light of the increase in violence in Iraq, Bush dipped below 40% in October of 2006, and his standing still hasn't risen above that level since. So there you have that, folks, which I think is very interesting. Also, of course, this is coming out of the Iranian media, which I think they're thrilled about that. Of course, it does reference USA and Gallup, so it is what it is. But this one goes all the way back to February 6th. I found this at radaronline.com. Should put it all in perspective. It says, according to the latest CBS News poll, the president's overall approval rating has dipped to 28%, the lowest number in his presidency, and dangerously close to Nixon's all-time low of 24%. To lend a little context to the historic feed, we found some other people and with equal or greater popularity. So here is a list of other things with a 20% approval rating. Boxer briefs, body hair on guys, a wall along the Mexican border, and cottage cheese. Things with an approval rating higher than George W. Bush. Brussels sprouts, fruitcake, crocheting, fishing, legalized prostitution, the dentist, stepping in dog poo is a higher approval rating than our president, small walking in rain without an umbrella, and getting kicked in the nether regions, all with higher approval rating than our president, folks. Should put it into perspective. Stay with us, back with more Frankly Speaking Radio.
I found this company online, and they had this unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products. also made with Himalayan salt, I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit soleywellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Inc. patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, here's the number to call, 702-953-0267. Or visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasermedinc.com. That number to call again, 702-953-0267.
Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously, live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222. Welcome back, folks. Glad you're here. You are listening to Frankly Speaking Radio, but you knew that. What you may not know, our phone number, 800-313-9443. So, reading through that last story there, percentages. Things polling higher than the president, things polling the same rate as the president. So I got to tell you, I think I'd rather wear boxer briefs than, you know, get kicked in the balls or step in some dog poop. But maybe that's just me. I don't know. Debbie from Texas on the phone. Debbie?
Hi there.
Hello. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm doing very well. Pleasure to hear from you as always. How's everything in your life?
Oh, you know, we all have stuff going on, but basically things are pretty good.
Wonderful.
You know,
I'm glad to hear that.
God always, God, and we always get through.
Absolutely. Let me just pass this. Thomas, can you? She's a little hot there on the phones. If you could pot that down a little bit. Do you hear that, Deb? I just called you hot.
I am hot. Let me tell you. I was so hot earlier. I mean, I have my ceiling fan on. I have a glass of cold Berkey water.
Wait a minute. Didn't you guys just get, like, snow?
Actually, I was face painting at an Easter egg hunt for the city of Highland Village.
Uh-huh.
And there I am, I mean, wrapped up like I'm on the North Pole. And there's all these adorable little kids all wrapped up in their little snow outfits with their Easter baskets. So precious. Oh, my gosh.
So did anybody get the brilliant idea of putting out non-painted eggs for the camouflage effect? In the snow?
They were all the little colored things. But it didn't stick, you know, anyway.
Oh.
But it was just so cute. And, I mean, we're sitting there with the blue bonnets mm-hmm. all around us in the field and the, you know, roofing flowers and snow falling. And it wasn't little bitty snow either. It
right.
was just like in Colorado snow. It was really funny.
Wow. Yeah, last week was like that for us, too. I think it was Thursday. It was just a mess. I mean, and I was watching the Weather Channel today. They said that last week in Dallas, it hit 84 at the beginning of the week, had snow by the weekend, and then yesterday they had the coldest day on record as a high temperature.
Yeah, isn't that weird?
Yeah, very weird. But apparently it's warm again.
No, it's just warm in my house
because
I have so many machines in here.
Yes.
And the ceilings, you know, the heat from the lights, and
mm-hmm.
I'm just working really hard. And so I was just hot, you know, I was just working hard and, you know, just hot.
I hear you. Well, for those who don't know, of course, this is Debbie Morrow from New Millennium Concepts and BerkeyWater.com's website.
Yep, that's it, BerkeyWater.com. And, you know, there was some interesting stuff in the Grapevine newspaper thing that we get in the mail regarding water this week. And so I actually called my water guy because it said, you know, if you have any questions, call this guy.
Yeah.
And so I really did call him. And he stayed on the phone with me for like 45 minutes.
I know.
Very nice and very convinced that, you know, chlorine and stuff is good for mm-hmm. you because of all the typhoid people used to die from and stuff, you know.
Yeah, the typhoid that isn't around anymore.
I know.
And that's because of them, I'm sure.
Yeah, but he was very nice. And you know, I really wanted to know, you know, I was like, you know, I mean, I was asking him really, you know, questions that I really wanted to know. And,
mm-hmm.
you know, I don't know what everybody thinks, you know, because, you know, they're always talking about in the news, oh, such and such town is going to start getting recycled water.
Yes. Okay. Are they talking about that now in Texas?
Well, no, they don't talk about it because they've been doing it all along.
You're kidding me.
No, I asked him. I said, well, can you just tell me something? You know, because we're talking and talking. I said, I have a question that I have always wondered. And he said, yeah. And I said, well, what happens to the poopy water, you know,
sure.
After it gets processed? You know, and he said, well, we have a couple of processing plants. We have, you know, your neighborhood goes down by Loop 12, blah, 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 you know, and it goes into the Trinity River. And he said, and then people who live north of the railroad tracks, theirs is processed through the city of Grapevine's water treatment plant, and it gets put back into Lake Grapevine. And I said, really, how does it get there? And he said, well, there's this little stream a little north of, on the north side of Lake Grapevine, and, you know, the water goes back into there, and then it just flows about a mile into Lake Grapevine.
Oh, my
God. And I said, well, like, is that drinkable water? And he said, well, you know, I mean, it's not, you know, like, chlorinated or anything, you know. I mean, he kind of beat around the bush about that a little bit, you know. But so apparently, you know.
Debbie, you know, that's huge. I'm really shocked by that because I guess I kind of always thought that that was the sort of thing they would inform everybody about. But basically, for those who are not following what you're saying, these are, you know, expansions on conversations we've had before. Places like the UK and Australia are taking their sewage, the poopy water, as you so eloquently called it. they're basically putting it through the filtration process and then putting it back in with the clean drinking water. And then, of course, presumably it'll be filtered again. But that doesn't change the fact that it's still processed sewage. I mean, it's unbelievable to me that they were doing this, and you guys had no idea.
No, I didn't. And you know what else is weird about the whole thing? I mean, he was such a nice guy, and he just would have talked to me forever. But another thing that was very interesting when you think about all this is, you know, he said to me, this little stream where the poopy water comes back into Lake Grapevine.
Yes.
He said that water, you know, he said if that stream is flowing, then it's because it's coming from the water utility district, from the poopy water district.
Did he tell you where this stream was?
And I said, well, yeah, he told me it was like in this north part of Grapevine.
You should go get that.
And I asked I asked him, I said, well, like, is there signs or anything that says don't swim in this water or anything like that? You know, I mean, and he said, no, it's perfectly fine for people, you know. And I said, well, what about, you know, like right now, you know, we're in this drought condition and the lake is so far down. I said, does it affect that, you know? And he said, well, he said, we're 5 feet below sea level, which we try and like to keep the lake at least sea level. And he said, you know, right now it's 5 feet low, and if we don't get some more rain like we got this week, he said, you know, we're going to have to, you know, be in a little trouble here again, you know. And I was like, well, you know, there's that new hotel that they're building, which I'm really excited because it's going to have an indoor and outdoor water park, and it's like walking distance from my house almost.
Mm-hmm.
And I love to swim, and I have nowhere to swim, you know. And so I thought, well, this would be kind of a cool thing that I could do, you know, for me.
Yeah.
And I said, where are they going to get their water from? Because this is going to be like this huge water park hotel thing. And he said, oh, well, you know, it's going to come from Lake Grapevine water.
Oh,
you know, it's
wonderful.
Not gonna come. And so then I was like, well, then it's going to be really low. And he's like, yeah, I know, you know.
My God.
I mean, he was such a nice guy and everything, but totally convinced that you have to drink gallons and gallons of water for the carcinogens to bother you from fluoride or chlorine. I mean, he was totally convinced of that, you know. And I told him, I said, well, you know what, I'm not going to, you know, like preach to the choir here or anything. I said, you know, because you're in the business, I said, but, you know, if you would like the information, you know, on, you know, the real effects of fluoride and stuff, I said, I have gobs of stuff, you know, and I would be glad to share it with you.
Good for you.
You know, and stuff. And
a lot of people would have just started yelling at him. And
oh, of course, I'm not going to do that.
That's because you catch more flies with honey.
Huh?
I said, because you catch more flies with honey.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And besides that, you know,
yeah,
I'm not that kind of person. You know,
I know you're not. You're super sweet.
Yeah, well, you know, I guess wish I was a little more rough sometimes. I don't know.
but, you know, this is a huge, huge thing, obviously, because in essence now, in addition to people in your area of Texas or anybody that gets their water from this lake, in addition to them basically drinking processed sewage, and as you mentioned, a very, very astute point that with the lake being 5 feet lower than it should be, that indicates that the processed sewage does not have as much fresh water to mix with, which
right.
means it's going to be more concentrated.
When it goes back into
yeah,
the water system.
Yeah, and that water, in addition to presumably being used for the water park, it will still be treated sewage that people will be swimming in. And, you know, presumably with the water they're done with, I assume they'll have their own filtration. They'll just recycle the water. But at the same time, yeah, what if they – I used to work at a water park, okay? So there are always, always, always big issues of bacteria and things like that getting in the water. Every time you hear that, they have to shut down. They got to get rid of that water, and they got to use fresh. So when they get rid of that water, Deb, and it will happen inevitably, especially if people are swimming in poopy water. So when they get rid of that water, they're either going to put it right back into the lake – and just pull fresh water out, or they're going to dump it, you know, somewhere else, and it will they'll still have to draw out from the lake to get more.
Right, exactly. I mean, either way you look at it, it's just
wow.
You know, we and the whole thing is, I mean, you know, we for I'm not an ecologist or anything like mm-hmm. that, but you know, we don't get the rain that we used to get here in Grapevine.
Mm-hmm.
And it's time for a commercial.
It is time for a commercial. You're a pro. All right, folks, hang with us. We're back here in only 3 minutes with more Frankly Speaking Radio. And, of course, Debbie Morrow from New Millennium Concepts is with us. Breaking news here for all of you Texans out there. I hope you're paying close attention. And solutions when we come back in three. Stay with us.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the mark of the beast and the unholy
Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise. Call for your free materials. Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SaltWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Welcome back, folks. You are listening to Frankly Speaking Radio. I am your host, Frank Whale, and our special gal here tonight, Debbie Morrow, joining us, New Millennium Concepts, of course, BerkeyWater.com. Debbie, welcome.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Oh, thank you so much. I really appreciate this information. This is very, very important that people understand this because, as you know, of course, last year, during the summer months, we were in drought conditions in 48 out of the 50 states, and it looks like it's already begun. You've already got various states sort of fighting over water sources and who's allowed to tap into what and for what purpose. And I think it's going to be nasty. I'll give you an example. Just, you know, we've had probably 6 weeks of really, really warm temperatures. You know, I got out there and started gardening early. You know, the wife warned me we'd probably have another freeze. And I said, that's ridiculous. And then, of course, we had snow. We had like an inch of snow Thursday. So it was just really, really crazy. Because we didn't get any rain in that whole 6 weeks. There was always the threat of rain, and I think actually technically it did. We had a really, really severe downpour for about 30 seconds, and then that was it. Nothing. So no rain at all, and we all wanted some precipitation. The pollen was out of control. All we got was snow, and still no rain. It's supposed to rain tonight, but somehow I don't believe that's going to happen. So I do think it's going to be a really bad year.
Yeah, I do too. I don't think it's getting any better with all the trees and everything being cut down. And like I said, I'm not this big freak,
sure,
you know, green tree person or anything like that.
A tree hugger.
Yeah, it's not that. But, you know, I've lived in Dallas now for 11 years in North Dallas, and it has changed incredibly in the few years I've lived here. I mean, when I moved here and bought our house, there were fields of trees and, you know, everything, and now they're all, you know, warehouses and concrete and You can't expect to get the rain that you got when it was trees. I mean, the concrete heats up the ground and it makes the clouds go around, you know, and I just think that that's just, you know, the way it is. And so the more they're building up the cities and expanding them further and further out, you're going to see lots less rain, you know, in the metropolitan areas. And yeah, they're using more water, you know, because there's more people, more houses, more lawns, more swimming pools, more everything else.
That's
right. It's kind of a lose-lose situation. And I really did want to tell people that when you get these little papers from your neighborhood, then read what it says, and then don't be afraid to call the person that's listed on air and ask, you know, ask questions. Because, you know, one of the things this guy said, which really kind of blew me away, was he talked about...
You were the only one who called, weren't you?
Well, yeah, he did, yeah, kind of. But he also started talking about bottled water.
Oh.
And how bad bottled water was. See, and his whole thing, he really loves what he does. He was wonderful to talk to. I cannot say nicer things about him. And he really is into making sure that the water where we live here is very good tasting and doesn't have diseases in them, you know, like cholera and stuff, you know. I mean, and he has really studied what he does, and he believes in what he does, you know.
He's a good person.
Yes, and he really does believe that you would have to drink, you know, a lot to, you know, to actually get carcinogens out of it, you know, sure. Which I disagreed with him on that, and he was fine with that.
Yeah.
But the reason that I even called him was because I read this little paper that came in the mail about the city, you know, different events. And one thing on it, it said new ozone system to provide superior disinfection and improve water quality. And I didn't know what an ozone system was. And, you know, in my logic of my head, because it says ozone, that made me think it was something natural and, you know, maybe it was some kind of aeration thing or, you know, because you think of ozone, you kind of make it parallel to air. You know, you think that, you know, it's something to do with air. So I called him because I had no idea what that was. Well, it turns out all it is, it's more chemicals.
Oh, wow.
It's just a different name for a new chemical. You know, and stuff. And so when you get these little papers, it's so important to read what it says. And then if you don't know what it is, call them and ask. Because I had no idea, you know. So that just means that now we have to figure out, do Berkey's take out whatever this new ozone chemicals are?
Wow.
You know, and stuff. So it's just another thing for us to figure out now, you know. And,
yes.
You know, the chloramine and just different things that they're constantly adding to the water. In the name of our good health. And I did tell him, you know, I said, well, you know, because he talked about fluoride, and I said, well, you know, I said, I really believe fluoride's bad. And he said, well, you know, it's not good for adults. He said, but for children, it's really good. And I said, no. I said, really and truly, if you research the, you know, turn of the century when they started doing that, all those studies, I said, you know, it was all about the money, and it was all fixed and everything. And he was, you know, very cool about it and stuff,
and it was,
you know.
He said, hold on, you crazy, let me get my tinfoil hat.
He didn't. He was very nice. He was very nice. So anyway, I do want to encourage people to, you know, if your water tastes good and all that, well, that's just wonderful, but call your water districts and find out what's in it.
Amen, girl. Obviously, very, very, very important because, again, you may not have got the memo that they're adding new chemicals. You may not have got the memo that they're adding fluoride. You may not have got the memo that they're using processed sewage. All good reasons, in addition to the all the good reasons of why you should be filtering your water. Stay with us, folks. We'll have Debbie's phone when we come back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately 1 in 4 families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
We've all considered solar power at one time or another, and self-sufficiency will be your key to a better future. Ken Solar can help you get off the grid and become self-sufficient with solar power, and for a lot less than you would think. One of Ken's most popular items right now is the new solar power generator, for a lot less than you'd expect. This portable system can chop off nearly a third of your electric bill, a good start for any families out there wanting to get solar power for your home. Visit Ken's website at kensolar.com for free downloads, free videos, how-tos, and, of course, new solar power generator. Use the coupon code RBN with your purchase and save an additional 10% off your order. Get a solar power generator now from kensolar.com at 239-677-3073. Again, that's 239-677-3073 or on the web at kensolar.com. Ken Solar, the home of all your solar needs.
Hi, Michelle. I haven't seen you on the bus for a while. Did they change your shift?
No, Lori. I finally quit my job. I'm working at home now, and I love it. No more commuting. And I'm home when the kids get out of school.
Working at home? Doing what?
It's a long story. It all started when I discovered the website EarnMoneyAtHome123.com.
Oh, Michelle, you didn't fall for one of those internet deals, did you?
Well, I looked into several, and this one is for real.
Are you sure?
I didn't quit my job until I was sure, and now I'm making way more money working at home.
Really?
I've joined the success team in their major advertising co-op. Our business is fully automated, which gives me more money and the time to enjoy it. I'll be earning money while we're skiing this winter.
What was that website again?
EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Here, write it down.
Good idea. EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Maybe we can go skiing this winter, too.
EarnMoneyAtHome123.com is a global opportunity.
Good morning. Welcome, my friends. Well, good morning to you in the Eastern time zone, I suppose. You're listening to Frankly Speaking Radio, and I am your host, Frank Whalen, our special guest here this evening. Debbie Morrow giving us a call from, of course, New Millennium Concepts, the website www.berkeywater.com. That's B-E-R-K-E-Y, water.com. Debbie, welcome back.
Hi, thanks for having me.
It's a pleasure, as always. So, obviously, this is really disturbing news, but important news, news everybody should know about, and a perfect reason why people should pay attention to the crap that usually comes with your bill.
Well, you know what, and really, well, see, this thing come with the bill, this was a city little paper thing, but you know what else? I think everybody should call their water district and ask them if they use processed food water, because if they do, then that's, they really need to get a Berkey, because... You know, you put the water through the Berkey, and it takes all that, you know, it takes that out, whatever little pieces of dead, whatever's in there. And the thing is, I have to tell you, you know, I always kind of wondered.
Yeah.
I mean, I always knew that they probably did, but I didn't know for sure. You know, and then I would talk to you, and, you know, you'd be reading the news, and it would say, you know, in Great Britain, they're having this protest because they're wanting to use the, you know, reprocessed water. And in the back of my head, I would always think, well... You know, isn't that what they use here? But I never really called and specifically asked, you know? And so now that I did, at least I know the truth now, and I'm so glad I have a Berkey.
Amen,
you
know? Sister.
And so I just think that, you know, everybody should just kind of wake up, smell the roses, and, you know, realize that it doesn't matter how good your water smells or whatever, you know,
that's right.
Case. It's still got dead stuff floating in it,
yeah.
And I don't know about you, I just don't really want to
no.
drink dead stuff.
No,
know?
Ma'am, not at all.
You know, so.
Well, I had mentioned to you that was the first thing that really made me start looking at water filtration was simply because I got something in the mail with the bill that was bragging about how well they've done with their testing and whatnot. And of course, just because the government sets the standards does not mean that you should believe that they're looking out for your best interests. I mean, again, just take a look at any issue where the government is given an official statement, an official position. They've always, 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 always been proven to be lying or withholding something. And they will, of course, do that in the interest of money. Now, here's the other thing. You know, the guy you spoke with, he said, oh, you have to drink tons of water in order to get these effects. Well, what about cumulative effects? I mean, if somebody's living in the same area drinking the same water for 3 decades, I'd say that that's a pretty good amount of fluoride to be taking into your body or whatever the case may be.
That's right. And I did explain to him about the pea-sized amount of fluoride.
Yeah.
And, you know, I told him, you know, just read the back of any toothpaste tube.
Yeah,
you know,
fluoride's in everything.
Stuff, you know. And really, there have been even things on the regular news lately mm-hmm. about how bad fluoride is for small children and the warnings. And I think that for a very short amount of time, there was water in pink jugs at Wally World, you know, mm-hmm. and it was for babies, and it was in the water section. And it had fluoride in it to make formula and stuff.
Yes.
And I think they pulled this off the shelf because I have not seen those in a while.
Yeah, but I had somebody send me a brochure of some baby formula that, you know, it's bragging about this baby formula brochure. It's bragging about the inclusion of fluoride.
Yeah, and see, and there was a thing on the regular news about 2 weeks ago that said to be very careful when you're preparing baby food with water, that you want to make sure that it's not fluoridated because babies, infants are getting too much fluoride.
Wow.
You know, and I think, you know, I don't, there's an awful lot of instances of kids who have, it just went right out of my head.
You're talking about like autism? And
yes, that's the word, autism mm-hmm. and stuff, you know?
Sure.
And it just makes you wonder, you know, mm-hmm. if that isn't one of the causes. Or, of course, we all know the vaccinations
sure.
are so bad, all sure. that, you know, they force you to do,
mm-hmm.
you know, but anyway.
That's bizarre. Well, we should probably get into, tell us about the Berkey. Now, I know, first things first, have the results come back from the test yet? I know
no.
I ask you every time we talk.
No, it's going to be a while. It takes a really long time.
It's just like, it's like anything. I mean, when you know something good's coming in the mail, you run to the mailbox every day. But when you think it might be a bill, you avoid it. So I'm just excited about these results because I know they're going to be incredible. But tell people about the Berkey. What does it take out? What is it good for? And why should they have one?
Well, for anybody who's not familiar with the Berkey at all, be sure to go to our website and take a look at the different Berkey styles and stuff because it makes a lot more sense than having me try and describe it over the phone. But the thing about Berkeys is they don't attach to your house in any way. You don't plumb it in. You don't have to call a plumber or anything like that to come get it. It's a gravity water filter system. It's like having 2 big jugs on top of each other or 2 buckets or 2 pots. And the one on the top has the filters in it. And you fill it up with your source water, whether it's pond water, lake water, city water, doesn't really matter. It can be rainwater. And you pour the water in the top, and the water seeps through the filters and drips into the bottom, and then you take it out with a spigot. And you literally see your water being filtered. So you know that you're actually getting filtered water. And our new black Berkey purification elements actually set a new standard in the water filter industry because they take out the pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to a non-detectable level. And that includes little pieces of poopy stuff, you know, that you can't see, but it takes it out. Things like Giardia, E. coli, Cryptosporidium, all that's taken out 100%. The coliform and trihalomethanes, I always have a hard time with it. It's trihalomethanes. Those are all taken out to a non-detectable level. Radiologicals like radon-222 that's in a lot of people's groundwater is taken out 100%. As well as the inorganic minerals like chlorine residual. But the good thing is we leave in the beneficial minerals. And people need their beneficial minerals, you know, the things like, you know, your calcium and things like that, because that helps keep your bones healthy mm-hmm. and your organs. So we're taking out the bad stuff, but we're leaving in the good stuff. and we're, you know, always working on trying to improve things better and better. We take out, reduce herbicides and pesticides, and we reduce heavy metals, like lead and mercury, aluminum, cadmium, stuff like that. And what's really good is the filters last you for gallons and gallons of water. It's not like, you know, when you buy Pure and you stick it on your sink and then 3 weeks later you have to buy another one. The Black Berkey filters actually are rated at 3,000 gallons per filter.
Mm-hmm.
And a system comes with two filters. So that's 6,000 gallons of water provided, you know, with just one Berkey
sure.
system before you have to change out the filters. I mean, it's really great,
wow.
you know. But the one thing people have to remember is if they want to get fluoride out of their water,
mm-hmm.
we have a secondary post filter that screws onto the stem of the main Black Berkey filter, hangs upside down in the bottom tank, and that's how you get out the fluoride. So if you have just the black filters and you think that you're getting out fluoride, you're not.
Right.
Okay.
And a perfect reason before people go and maybe invest in something like that, they should contact their water company, as you've suggested, and ask them about these things.
Right, absolutely. You know, ask them questions, you know.
Sure. That's the only way to really know for sure, because obviously, apparently, it's newsworthy in the UK or in Australia when they decide to start processing sewage. I mentioned, I think, in a story as well that Los Angeles was doing. There's some place in California, Southern
California.
Yeah, I
think it was San Diego.
San Diego, okay. But obviously Texas as well. And if we're in such severe drought conditions, and let me give you an example. They're talking about in Florida now that they're having water restrictions, you know, just like anything else. You can't water your yards between this time and this time.
Right.
You can't wash your car on even days or whatever it is. It's always something like that. Well, they're actually sending out people with digital cameras and helicopters to snap photos, seriously, of people who are doing these things, watering their lawn or washing their car outside of the approved areas of being able to do this stuff. And they're going to get tickets that are, you know, hundreds of dollars. It's much like anything else, but it's an opportunity, much like the homeowners associations do, much like, of course, a lot of the other ones do in wintertime. Oh, you have to clear off your sidewalk, you're going to get fined $500, you know, stuff like that. It's always something. And now, of course, in this global warming era, we got to preserve our water and all of our natural resources, but we can go ahead and waste all kinds of fuel for these helicopters to go spying on people. Outrageous.
I was thinking that.
I know.
I was like, how much does it cost to hire two or three guys?
That's right. I know. And, of course, you're going to have a guide that. Yeah. And they're going to be talking to somebody, you know, outside the helicopter.
Upkeep guys
yeah.
who are down there at the helicopter pad.
That's right.
I mean, can you imagine, you know, how many tickets they have to write to pay for all that? I mean, they must be snapping like crazy.
And that's just when they're That's just when they're trying to catch people, they can ticket. Never mind the gals who are taking a shower and happen to have a sunroof, you know.
Oh, my
just
God.
Like...
I remember growing up in California in the San Fernando Valley, you know.
Mm-hmm.
We had the helicopters, you know, in the valley that would, like, you know, the police helicopters. I remember being so scared of those helicopters. I remember, you know, like you'd be out, you know, playing with your friends, you know. We'd be out, you know. 13 years old and hanging out in the neighborhood and stuff, and the helicopters would come and we'd be like hiding under the trees and stuff. It's amazing how helicopters can give you like the woozies, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, you think of them as a bad thing, you know.
Yeah, well, you know? Apparently your childish instincts were correct. Well,
I know.
Let's give out your phone number in case people want to call you. Obviously, you're not working now, but
yeah.
At the same time, you know, they can call you tomorrow.
Yeah, tell them to call me tomorrow.
No. Okay.
I am working. I mean, I'm here, obviously, and stuff,
I know.
But I'm not going to answer the phone tonight. I'm going to go to bed eventually.
Yes.
But it's 1-888-803-4438, and I'll repeat it. It's 1-888-803-4438. And we have been very, very busy, and people have been calling and leaving messages, and we are getting back with them. Or they can keep trying to get me, you know, like wait a few minutes and try again,
yeah.
because lines do get so tied up. We have just been incredibly busy, which is a good thing, because
yeah.
people are waking up to getting their Berkeys.
Mm-hmm.
And
Well, I think it's here's a little tidbit, too, that I think is very, very noteworthy. I should probably contextualize it a little bit. Correct me if I'm wrong, but during the Y2K thing, they wanted to you guys, and God bless Jim for his executive decision here not to comply. But they wanted you guys to give customer information in case people were hoarding water.
Yeah, we don't give out any information. In fact, I had a customer the other day ask for their name and address and phone number, sent them a catalog, and they said, "Well, you know my phone number, you put it on a list." You know, it's like, no, we don't sell lists. Give lists to anybody.
Yeah.
We're very private.
You guys have been put to the test. You guys have been put to the test, and you passed with flying colors, and I applaud you for that. Well, the reason I bring this up, Deb, is that there is a new bit of legislation, okay, that is going to tie in global warming with national security, and not just national security in terms of conflict and warfare also, but I think they're going to use this in order to sort of, facilitate a lot of the same thing they're doing in the fear of terrorism. Now, this is no surprise to me. We've predicted that this would happen, and now it is happening. And it's Democrat and Republican endorsed. So here's what this means, folks. In essence, at some level, when the time comes to be able to do stuff like this, they are going to make sure that your water is being metered, okay, your well water. They're going to make sure that they know if you are collecting rainwater, and of course we'll be able to tax you for that. And, of course, you got to factor this in as well. When all these things get into place, if you don't already have a Berkey, they're going to do in some fashion, they're going to do their best to monitor these types of transactions. So I would urge you all, get your Berkeys now before this thing becomes a national security issue and they start saying, we must know who is having this water, because if they have a water filter, they're probably collecting rainwater. And if they're collecting rainwater, we have to know who it is. So we order you to give over all this information. Of course, you guys will not comply. And, of course, you guys will all be serving jail time. And of course, you won't be shipping any more Berkeys.
Right. Well, God forbid. I hope that doesn't happen because I just don't think I can fit in one of those orange outfits.
Oh, don't worry about it. We've got plenty. We got people all over the place. We'll find somebody to break you out.
There you go. But that would be so cool. No.
No.
But the thing.
We don't break the law.
No, we don't. I try not to. Anyway.
That's right.
But the thing, I had a really good thought. What you were saying is that they really are starting to charge people for rainwater. And you know what they're going to do? See, they're going to do the same thing that they did with the people who get the windmills.
Yeah.
I mean, people get windmills because they don't want to pay electricity.
That's
so what they do is they slyly say to them, you know what? You have a windmill, and so in order for you to have a windmill, you need to sell your electricity back to us so that we can actually give you money for it. See, it's all the love of money.
Mm-hmm.
They trick people with the love of money.
Amen.
And they'll do the same thing with water, too, when you start collecting it. Because
that's
here's
right.
These, you know, nice little country people put a windmill up, you know, kind of get out of the system. And mm-hmm. then they get sucked right back into the system because they get offered money for their electricity that
absolutely.
They bought the thing for. You know, I mean, you know, they can't leave you alone for anything anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
well,
just leave me alone.
That's exactly right. And I think a lot of our listeners want to be left alone. And this
yeah.
is why, like I said, if you don't already have one, get one now. And if you you have one, make sure you have your backup filters. And if you already have the Berkey light, for example, make sure you have a sport bottle. And if you already have a sport bottle, make sure you have the shower. I mean, get whatever it is that you need and do not waste any time with this. Because I really, Deb, it is my firm belief that this is going to be the big issue, this and universal health care. But I think this is going to be the big issue, global warming, in the 2008 presidential election. That's why you got a lot of Democrats are pushing this, because, of course, Al Gore paving the way with his phony science movie. And and the Republicans, you know, it's just like anything else. I mean, the Democrats were peeved that they didn't jump on board with the whole faith issue in 2000 and 2004 enough to pull some votes away from Bush or whatever. And now the Republicans are not going to make that same mistake. They're going to endorse some of the Democratic positions, if only to distance themselves from the president, who has abysmally low approval ratings, as we've already addressed. So this is going to be a big issue. This is going to be supported by both parties. And in essence, what it's going to boil down to is tax for the good of the planet, for saving the world. We have to tax everybody for everything. So, you know, loophole it now while you can, folks. Grandfather this baby. Stay with us, Deb. We'll come back. We'll wrap up with you. We'll give out your phone number again. And, folks, make sure you have that pen and paper handy. Back in 3 minutes.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes 4 books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F. 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. The J. Michael Stevens Group is shipping a lot of storable food. It's smart that you're getting going at your food supplies. 1 week after the report came out that the world had eaten more food than it produced last year, the country turned into a deep freeze, wiping out a huge part of the new crop. An example? In 24 hours, clementine oranges doubled in price. If you intend to start or finish your supply, call immediately. When you call, tell them how many adults and how many years of food you need. When there are shortages, missing items will be substituted, maintaining the quantity of food necessary. Money is not the problem. Availability is. Be careful. When food supplies get short, with no future, many retailers ship real trash to supply you. For safe food you can trust, call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
Ladies and gentlemen, glad you're here. Of course, it's Monday evening, and you are listening to Frankly Speaking Radio. Keep in mind, this hour is being brought to you by our good friends down at Howard Creek Resort. 9 fully equipped individual housekeeping cabins. Easy access to all the fun things here in Arkansas, which makes Howard Creek Resort the perfect family vacation spot any time of the year. Actually, and based on where it's situated, it's actually ideally located there for people to look for something to do in Arkansas, Tennessee, or Missouri. So consider this, my friends, when you're looking for a good get-together, a good location. You can visit them on the web and see what you have in store for you at www.howardcreek.com. Or you can call them toll-free at 877-253-7690. And I've been trying to get this gal to come to Arkansas for a while. Debbie Morrow from New Millennium, welcome back.
Hi, I was thinking, gee, that sounds like a neat place to go.
It is.
Maybe Joe and I'll go for a few days sometime.
Well, you certainly should.
We've never been to Branson, and we've always wanted to go. And
yeah.
I think it's kind of on the way. I don't know.
It's very close to Branson, actually. And Branson from me is like 2.5-3 hours. So.
Yeah, so we'll just sleep on the floor at your house.
Yeah, my little hovel, my little cabin out in the woods.
Just like my little grapevine house. So small. Anyway, I was laughing when you were talking about Al Gore, because the funniest thing, when I was done face painting Saturday and it was snowing,
Al Gore showed up and said, could you paint my face?
No, I went to the Bank of America, you know, to go cash the check that I got for doing face painting.
Yeah.
And they had this big screen TV in this bank, you know, and a little seating area with coffee and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And it was snowing outside, and then they had, like, on the big screen TV was Al Gore for, like, the whole time I was in the bank talking about the global
warming. I love that.
And they were showing the melting icebergs. I was standing there looking out the door at the snow, and I was cracking up.
That's always the way it is. Well, see, that's why they're having, the UN is having their big global warming conference in June this year. So, you know, at that point, we'll probably have, I don't know, several dozen people, probably in each country, dead from, you know, heat exposure. Homeless people will be dying, and people's air conditioners will crap out. Their power bills will be too much. They can't afford it. Rolling blackouts, all that stuff. Then a global warming conference. All of a sudden, the sheeple are ready. You know, go ahead, please, big brother, pass some legislation to save us from ourselves. So it is coming, but I agree. It's laughable in the wintertime, without a doubt, because I don't know, I guess in the 7 years I've been here in Arkansas, we've had snow. You know, probably one good snow a year. This year we had like 4 or 5, so it's bizarre. And one was last week in April, so I don't know what's going on. It's just a complete and total mystery to me. But I really do think that the global warming angle is something people need to be cognizant of, because it is coming. All these different things, the monitoring, the snooping, the privacy invasion. It's basically all the anti-terrorism stuff that the Republicans want. The Democrats are going to do the same thing because of global warming. But either way, we're going to be paying for it with our freedoms and with our money.
Yep.
Yep.
I didn't know you were going to stop talking.
I try to pause periodically just so people can maybe get a word in edgewise.
Take a breath. I know.
Yeah, that too.
You know what I also was thinking about is the tagging of your pets and stuff.
Yeah, it's coming.
I mean, everything is so freaking ridiculous.
It really is.
Know? I mean, oh my gosh.
Deb, we're almost out of time here, girl.
Okay.
I want you to give out your number, and when people call, they should ask for the specials that you guys will offer for our listeners.
Right.
And usually you have some really good things, including like a purchase of a Berkey. You usually get like a DVD or something, a sport bottle, something.
Sport bottles, stuff.
That's
like that.
Fantastic
and
stuff.
Please say that you heard me on Frank's show so we can, you know, bless Frank. And
so it looks like you're working 24 hours a day, which is always good.
Yeah, right. Well, 15, 16 anyway.
Yeah.
Well, my number is 1-888-803-4438.
Okay.
And for people who are not familiar with Berkey's, please go to berkeywater.com.